This is Hugh Douglas from 92.9 The Game, and you listen to MTMV Sports.
Sports fans, it's your man, The Voice, MTMV Sports correspondent with this week's timeout. This is where we take a step back and assess the game of life, looking to God for strategies to bring us true success. This week's thought, it's not what it looks like. The Philly Special will go down as one of the most memorable plays in the history of the Super Bowl. Most sports fans know the outcome of this play. Just in case you forgot or you're not familiar with it, let me give you a quick breakdown. It's fourth and goal, with 38 seconds on the clock at the end of the second quarter. Nick Foles is in the shotgun, calls the play, walks up to the lineman like he's calling an audible. The ball is snapped to running back Corey Clement, who then hands off to Trey Burton, who looks to be running an end around. Then Trey hits a wide open Foles for a touchdown. With a point after touchdown, this puts Philly up 12 at halftime. Before that, the Eagles only led by 5. Brady and company would score 21 more points in the second half, but it would not be enough to keep the Eagles from getting their first Super Bowl victory in franchise history. There were multiple misdirections in this play, which led to its success. A fake audible, snap to the back, fake end around, touchdown. In life, things are not always up and to the right. We have some crazy events taking us in unexpected directions. I'm sure Joseph didn't think, when he dreamed of his brothers and parents bowing to him, that it would lead to his flesh and blood plotting his death, being sold into slavery, and imprisoned on false charges. Even when it looked like God was moving on his behalf by allowing him to interpret the dreams of the butler and baker, Joseph was still locked up for another 2 years. That's because the journey was not what it looked like. Had those things not happened, he would not have been in position to become the prime minister of the world's superpower at that time. Joseph was kind of like Jesus in that his enemies thought they were sending him to his death, but little did they know they were sending him to save the lives of many. Jesus' enemies thought they were quelling his ministry by planning his demise. They had no idea that this would bring about the fulfillment of his life's work. Because his death led to his resurrection and his ascension, all those who believe on him gain eternal life. This year's been crazy for all of us. We've had to adjust to homeschooling, quarantines, and hunting for household goods. For some of us, we've had to figure out how to deal with furlough, job loss, foreclosure, bankruptcy, mandatory overtime, hazard pay, increased workload due to staff reductions, etc. Things may have seemed crazy or unmanageable, but we're making it. Above all, we don't know what this is working in us or where it will lead. Someone said recently that life is like the cha-cha. Sometimes you're moving forward, backward, or side to side. It's not about the direction you're going, but the dance itself. That's the experience. So wherever you are currently, know that God promises to work all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. If you know him, rest in this. If you're not sure about your relationship with him, shore it up by getting to service, spending time at home, praying and studying his word. If you don't have a relationship with him, know that he paid the ultimate price for the opportunity to spend time with you. It's not a coincidence that you're listening to this right now. Salvation is God's gift of love to humanity. Receive it like Foles received the pass from Burton. So here's the play. Things may not be what they seem. Trust in Jesus and it will work out for you in the end. It's your man, The Voice, MTMV Sports correspondent with this week's timeout. All right, time to get back in the game of life. Until next week, ready, break.
Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.